Speculation continues to ramp up in Washington around this month's scheduled UFO report from the Pentagon. As ABC News reported earlier today, U.S. intelligence agencies will deliver to Congress and the American people an unclassified version of reports and documents spanning decades from the various branches of service coming into contact with these UFOs, or unidentified aerial phenomena, as the Pentagon refers to them. In other news, major cryptocurrencies including Bitcoin, Ether, and Litecoin climbed ahead of Friday. And this weekend's scheduled Bitcoin Miami conference, which will see crypto stars from Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey to cryptocurrency pioneer Nick Szabo as attendees and speakers. Bitcoin Miami is yet another sign that big tech, or at least crypto tech, is slowly drifting eastward and away from the West Coast. New York continues to be home to some of the biggest names in crypto, including the Winklevoss twins' trading platform Gemini, and San Francisco-based Coinbase has said it plans to go decentralized within a year, decreasing reliance on its San Francisco office and instead supporting a network of small satellite offices for employees around the country to socialize. The pandemic changed life for many, and there's no reason to think work life or the economy will go back to how it was before. It can be different, but it can also be better. This is Fulcrum News, real news from America's capital.